'Twas the night before Christmas at El Taco Bendito. They served tacos, enchiladas, and brain-sized burritos. We drove in Stan's Chevy, Milwaukee and Sunnyside was not far. So Tim and Kev, Paul and Mark, Bill and I rode along in his car. We arrived at El Restaurante, from the jukebox blared La Bamba, knowing a few hours later our stomachs would be doing the mamba. The tortilla chips on the table were nestled with care, awaiting the salsa dip chaser. Hot sauce, if you dared. Kevin ordered the beef lengua, tostadas, we all said, for O'Rourke's cast-iron stomach went where others feared to tread. Then up from the basement the old man appeared. Pancho Villa, El Bandito, was finally here. He wore a large black sombrero and limped with an old worn-out cane, and his remaining teeth had yellowed from a cigar smoker's stain. A multicolored poncho covered his flabby round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of guacamole. He was holding a pet kitten. Through its fur he ran his fingers. It looked scared and forlorn by the grill where it lingered. Pancho yelled, "I'll steam your tortillas and turn up the heat. One thing's for sure, amigos, you can't beat my meat." We shoveled down our food, inquiring about this wild new flavor. "I've added seasoning, some new spices, and a secret ingredient that I favor." "Hey, gringos, how was your meal?" he asked when we were done. We were silent. "What's the matter? Has the cat got your tongue?" He looked at our empty plates like a Cheshire cat. He was grinning. And at that very moment, our bowels began a-spinning. Excusing myself from the table, I ran to the bathroom without fail. Flynn, Gazetta, and O'Rourke followed. The others were looking quite pale. 3 stalls and a sink, but a dilemma was close. We could shit or blow chunks, but we couldn't do both. The vomit that splashed in the porcelain bowls warned us of more than we needed to know. Out in the restaurant, we heard a great clatter. We all threw up together, expelling various food matter. Away from the toilets, lifting our heads off the walls, with our mouths full of bile, we stepped out of the stalls. More rapid than diarrhea, the health inspectors, they came. Pancho Villa limped to the basement and called out these names. "Andale, Bill, andale, Felix, Morris and Sylvester, vamanos, Garfield, vamanos, Socks, Lucy and Ethel. Out of your litter boxes, leave your scratch posts behind. Grab the vivisection equipment, all your cat toys, and that big ball of twine. Out the basement window, jump over the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all." With our stomach pumps in tow, the inspectors walked where we were sitting. It seems that instead of ground beef, our food was made with ground kitten. El Taco Bendito was torn down later that same year. And while it's not a cheerful story, it's one I've come to fear. Pancho Villa haunts my Christmas dreams and just might make me mad. But you know, as a culinary experience, ground kitty didn't taste all that bad. So I cough up a furball and turn off the light. Meow Christmas to all. And to all, a buenas noches.